You are listening to Radio Maria Canada, a Catholic voice wherever you are.
I've got no regrets. I wouldn't change a single day.
Good afternoon, brothers and sisters, and welcome to the Father's Quilt. Hi, my name is Christina Doyle, and we come to you every Tuesday and Friday afternoon here at Radio Maria. Thank you for hanging in there and listening to us. I hope that the broadcast that we bring you encouragement, hope, and peace and comfort to your hearts, to you and to your loved ones. Let's begin with a Hail Mary, shall we? In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Isn't she beautiful when we think of the month of May? Even though, if you live in Ontario, Canada, you've seen snow. I mean, we're up north of Toronto, and I would say we had a good 2 inches of snow. Mm-hmm. We could make a snowman today, May the 12th, May whatever. It's May, let's put it that way, and we have snow. Anyways, brothers and sisters, you know, I've been thinking a lot, you know, how many wonderful angels there are on this earth, people who've reached out to others, who know they are, reached out to friends and neighbors and people that they don't even know, and are offering their help by bringing groceries, picking up medication, anything that they need, even a phone call just to say, hi, how are you? I hope you're okay. How you're feeling, and that kind of thing. And maybe even offering up a prayer. You know, when I think of this, you know, this hospitality that we call, you know, I'm reminded of Jesus' words in Matthew 25. When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, he will sit on his throne in heavenly glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate the people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. He will put the sheep on his right and the goats on his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, come, you who are blessed by my Father, take your inheritance, the kingdom prepared for you since the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger, invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick in prison and go to visit you? The king will reply, I tell you the truth, whatever you did for the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me. You know, hospitality is not just giving dinner parties and having house guests. Jesus Christ describes not only feeding the hungry, quenching the thirst of the thirsty, and inviting the stranger in, but he also includes servanthood acts of hospitality, such as clothing the needy, looking after the sick, and visiting the prisoners. Brothers and sisters, we have so many wonderful people who are truly sheep, right? Truly sheep. And personally, I've been taking care of my loved ones at home. I try to take care of my mom who lives on her own. And I try my best to try and take care of my daughter who lives on her own. And by cooking or, you know, offering comfort and that kind of thing, picking up medication and things like that. Brothers and sisters, I feel that I'm a goat. I don't feel like a sheep, but I'm trying. And I think that's all the Lord wants from us, to try and reach out to those who need help. And it's wonderful when you see the news and you see these wonderful, beautiful souls who are, you know, they put on the mask, they get their gloves on, and away they go, and they reach out and they bring comfort. Or they'll decorate, some of them even dressed up in some crazy get-ups just to put a smile on people's faces. You know, it just warms your heart that the whole ugliness of this pandemic, there's the beauty of joy, of love. And it's visible every single day when you see these people. And I'm talking about volunteers, people who have just reached out, maybe your neighbor, maybe you are one of those wonderful people. God bless you and may protect you. God protect you as you serve others. For our sake, for his sake. So thank you, brothers and sisters, to those of you who are these wonderful, wonderful beings on this earth who have found such a big heart to help others. You know, Jesus said in Luke 14, when you give a luncheon, he said, or a dinner, or you're doing something good, you don't invite and work your friends, he says, your brothers or relatives or your rich neighbors. If you do, they may invite you back, and so you will be repaid. But when you give a banquet, like when you give up your energy and you give your help and you drive your car for someone else that is not related to you, someone who may be crippled, may be poor, whatever, you will be blessed. And although they can't repay you, you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous. He was telling us to extend hospitality without any thought of a return or a reward here on earth. So brothers and sisters, thank you to the many wonderful, wonderful souls on this earth that I watch on the news, and I cannot believe the many wonderful things they do. You know, Irma, I don't know, for some of you this might date you, but Irma Brombeck, she was a writer, a chef, she wasn't a chef, I don't think, but anyway, she was a well-known writer and, had very wise information, and she was well-known, and even though I don't remember, but I remember the name. But she also said that a mother has to make a decision early in her life. She either goes down as the world's greatest cook, or she sets an example of sharing for her children by accommodating every surprise guest they bring home for a meal. She made her decision. That's why she says there is an entire generation out there who believes Mrs. Brombeck serves half macaroni and half spaghetti with a sauce so pale it won't stain a tablecloth. She goes on to talk about the company who drops in while dinner is cooking. They won't go and they won't stay. She pleads, "I've got plenty." They accept. She then goes to the kitchen where she drops on her knees in front of the oven containing two stuffed peppers and prays, "Lord, I know you haven't done it for a long time, but I'm begging. I know you haven't done it." Certainly many of us have sent up all kinds of prayers at such times. And though Emma's example is an extreme one, we've all been there from time to time. Yet we need to keep in mind that people who just drop in are usually more hungry for fellowship in a home where hospitality reigns rather than a large meal. Just to see your smiling face, just for you to pick up the phone, cell phone, landline, whatever, or Skype or Zoom, whatever you're using technology, and say, how you doing? How are you? I think that is a very important thing. You know, we often think of hospitality and we link it up with this dinner party thing. But I remember the Encyclopedia Britannica, the Encyclopedia Britannica defined it as being hospitable is to behave in a warm way and manner. And it says to entertain with, generous kindness. So, you know, brothers and sisters, there's an old Chinese proverb that says, time is a river in which no man steps twice. In today's fast-paced world, an opportunity can rush by very fast. We must reach out and touch it and use it to bring glory to God. For no man steps twice in the river of opportunity either. At Christmas, we celebrate the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ, who later gave himself as a sacrifice. This showed his love for us, and we're told in God's word to be full of love for others. God was well pleased with Christ, and in his sacrificial offering of his life upon the cross was sweet perfume to the Father. We are, brothers and sisters, to be his sweet perfume to a very much hurting world all around this world, this whole planet. Be full of love for others, following the example of Christ who loved you and gave himself to God as a sacrifice to take away your sins. Our neighbor is approximately 73, 74 years old. He lives alone. He has a big house. And my husband, he's a really good soul. And he was suffering a great deal in the past, and at times still wrestles with it, but it's depression and anxiety. And hiking turned out to be just what the doctor ordered. It was amazing for him to go out into the forests and hike and be in the quietness of God's presence. And he really felt, he could feel God's presence and with him, like throughout the walk. And so our neighbor had lost his wife suddenly at a younger age, and he was totally lost. And it was so wonderful that my husband, Jerry, went out and reached out to him and said, come on. He said, I'm going into the forest. Would you like to go for a walk? And that turned out to be such a saving grace for him too. And then he linked him up to the local hiking club here in our town. Well, it's no longer a town. It was a town. It's a city now, Richmond Hill. But brothers and sisters, it's so important that if you do see a need somewhere, don't close your eyes. Don't close one eye. Open your eyes and your heart and ask yourself and bring it to the cross and say, Lord Jesus, what do you want me to do with this situation? And you know what? Guaranteed. May not be right away, and it won't be like a little big foghorn blaring in your ear that you're going to hear the answer. But in your heart of hearts, you're going to know. You're going to know what's the best thing to do. You pray about it. Ask God to help you, to guide you, to make the right decision, and leave it. Rest in his presence, and believe me, you will find the answer. You'll know what the answer is, whether you like it or not, you'll find the answer. But brothers and sisters, you know, all of us are hurting in some way, especially with this pandemic. The biggest problem, of course, is loneliness, depression, anxiety, and it's just not elderly people. We're talking even teenagers and children, you know, everyone. No one is immune to feeling isolated, to being feeling that you can't do what you want to do when you wake up in the morning. You can't go out. You got to maintain social distancing. You've got to wear a mask. You got to not touch anything metal. You have to wear gloves. You have to wash your hands. You know, it's a lot to contend with. But Every person who is honest enough to admit this will tell you that there are hurts that need the ministry of the Lord through God's people. And those who are not yet in the family of Christ need us to be His hands, His feet, His eyes, His ears, and His voice to help them find God's love. Yes, brothers and sisters, through, you don't have to go and pray with them and be with, you know, but through your actions, through your words, what they'll see, especially through your actions, they're going to see God's love in you, because no one is waiting to be reciprocated. We are doing it out of the goodness of our heart, because we know Jesus would want us to behave this way. And Jesus knows that we know right from wrong. We know what's right, don't we? You know, I'm going to refer back to the Bible, James 12, verse 27. You know, it says, "This is pure and undefiled religion in the sight of our God and Father, to visit visit loved ones and orphans and widows and whoever in their distress, and to keep oneself unstained by the world." Right? And like as if, oh, you're a Miss Goody Two-Shoes, you're out there trying to do something. You know, no, we go out for that, for God. We go out to serve Him in this way. Hospitality is a two-way street. At times we give hospitality and other times we receive it. Perhaps after cooking a Thanksgiving dinner or for family or friends, you decide it was a privilege. And at the same time, it's an exhausting experience. I know. I know. There are times when we all think, I don't want to be the sweet perfume. I'm so tired. But there have been times when I have had the same emotion. I've thought, I'm too tired to behave in a warm manner to anyone who comes to my door and needs to talk. I'm too tired to entertain in a generous, kind way. Yes, I know. Through the years, brothers and sisters, I have felt these emotions too. From time to time, I'm too tired to listen to her. I thought when someone would come to my door and wanted a cup of coffee and cry over something, I was too tired when my husband asks me to entertain maybe his business friends. I have felt tired too. And on those days, I could only serve, pray, and weep with the hurting by the strength God gave me. The promise found in Philippians 4, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. That has proven, brothers and sisters, I cannot tell you, scripture has been proven to be God's faithfulness to me over and over again. So brothers and sisters, I wanted to take the opportunity even today, even to thank the many wonderful people that we see daily, even precious children, you know, and people singing and dancing and sending it off for everyone to have a good laugh and enjoy. You know, I think I God bless them all for this goodness that they share with us. You know, we need to keep in mind God's economy. And this little verse, excuse me, expresses and trusts God one day at a time to supply our emotional and physical strength. So we have different goals. We have different energy levels. We have different personal needs, right? And we must pray and ask God to organize our thoughts and daily activities. I'm reminded of how differently Mary and Martha responded when Jesus came to visit their home. Mary must have had quite the personality. I can see her calmly and joyously sitting at Jesus' feet as she is absorbed in all of His wonderful words. And Martha was probably, you know, a different type A personality, maybe you would say, who's dashing about with a very high energy level and even maybe perhaps a quick temper. And it was Martha who welcomed Jesus into her home. And as the hours passed, she began to feel that Mary was not doing her share of the work in serving the Lord, Jesus. So what does she do? She loses her cool and she says to the Lord, "Sir, doesn't it seem a little unfair to you that my sister just sits here while I do all the work? Tell her to come and help me, right? It's in Luke verse chapter 10. And that seemed like a real strange request to make of a house guest, especially our Lord. My conclusion is that only a type A would snap and speak to a guest like that rather than go quietly to her sister and ask for some help in the kitchen. We must not compare ourselves to others. And that's the whole thing. I wasn't trying to compare us. I was just trying to bring a gratitude and a thank you for this broadcast, for the many wonderful, good, wonderful souls who are reaching out. Good for you. And if you can't reach out, then please, this is not like supposed to be a guilt trip. Oh my gosh, no. These are just people who are able, who are reaching out and are doing something special for everyone, whether, as I say, their neighbors or strangers. So I just wanted to bring acknowledgement to that. I feel so grateful that there are wonderful, kind people in the world, you know, who do these things. We Marys or Marthas, as we measure our own Christian hospitality, we can't compare ourselves to her, to them. This was a mistake Martha made. You know, type A Martha wanted Jesus to make her sister Mary just like herself. God doesn't make us like cookie cutter gingerbread men, all looking and acting alike. We need to affirm each other, whether we are Mary or Marthas. In God's economy, we are all useful in the different forms. As I said before, I reach out to my family, my mom who lives alone, and to my neighbor who lives by themselves. So yes, brothers and sisters, I try in my own heart to do the best I can. You know, listening is behaving in a warm way. I'm reminded of the story of the man walking in the desert when a voice said to him, "Pick up some pebbles and put them in your pocket, and tomorrow you will be both glad and sorry." The man obeyed. He stooped down and picked up a handful of pebbles and he put them in his pocket. The next morning he reached into his pocket and found diamonds, rubies, and emeralds. He was both glad and sorry. Glad that he had taken some, sorry that he had not taken more. And so it is with the truths from Christ that Mary received as she sat at her Lord's feet. They were far better than diamonds, rubies, or emeralds. As Mary undoubtedly shared some of the gems the Lord had spoken as she sat at his feet, I am sure Mary wished that she had stopped to listen a while and hear some of these treasures firsthand. Perhaps she thought, "Oh, I wish I had brought the apples in a bowl and sat at Jesus' feet, peeling and slicing them while he spoke." And often I have wondered if Mary had hurried to help Martha in the preparation and serving, if there would not have been plenty of time for both of them to sit at Jesus' feet and drink in his rich words of life. Well, certainly cooperation is necessary in any family if we're going to enjoy the rich blessings of giving and receiving. Mary was glad she sat and heard the Lord Jesus' treasured words that day. And like her, we need to take time to listen to the Lord in prayer and through reading his word and through the words of others. And as we do, we will be prepared to serve as Martha served. In whatever area of Christian hospitality God has planned for us to serve, he has promised to equip us with his Spirit. We need to claim the promises from his word for our daily life in order to have the strength and the wisdom for every opportunity God sends our way. You know, there was a, I'm just checking my time, brothers and sisters, to see how much time I have. Okay. There's a very funny little story of a lady who invited guests on a very hot day, and her, her little four-year-old son was in the kitchen with her as she was getting ready. And when they sat down to dinner, she turned to her little boy and said, "Would you like to say the blessing, dear?" And he said, "Mommy, I don't know what to say." She said, "Just say what I would say." And so he said, "Oh, Lord, why did I have to invite these people here on a hot day like this. That's what he heard his mother say. Sometimes hospitality, however we display it, is catching too, right? Isn't it? Our children, our spouses, and friends begin to realize whether we have a hospitable household, or no matter how we exhibit our hospitality. Many times I've said to God, you know, I'm tired. I'm not a good vessel. Can you give me something else to do? And the Lord, not always in audible ways, answers back, don't you realize you are the only material I've got to work with in this situation? I made you for this situation. My sweet perfume through Jesus Christ won't go out to this lonely world unless you make yourself available to me today in this situation. And I say, but I'm tired. Or I've got my kids, they're driving me crazy. Or I just don't have a lot of energy. I'm getting older, Lord. And at every stage of life, brothers and sisters, we have different excuses, don't we? But I want to tell you that God is not looking for superstars. He's looking for empty vessels. Empty vessels to fill with the love of Jesus Christ. God never fails to remind me of two verses when I think of the empty vessel. Christ in you, the hope of glory, and I can do all things through him who strengthens me. These are God's promises to us to help us in whatever we are called to do. And you know what? He isn't going to ask you to do anything he won't give you the strength for. He's not going to, it may sound impossible, and you think, how am I going to get through this journey? But you know what, brothers and sisters? God will give you the strength. He'll give you the peace and the grace that can only come through the Holy Spirit. Have the Blessed Mother intercede for you. Have her intercede for you. You know, sometimes I haven't always yielded myself and my weakness to God's power. But you know what? God's power has gotten trapped inside me sometimes. He hasn't always been able to use me. I've not always behaved warmly in a situation, and I've not always entertained with kindness, I'll be honest. Right? But here's a little prayer before I go, which is, let me just get this ready, brothers and sisters, hang in there. Okay. Well, I can see that no, it'll have to wait till the next broadcast. So join me next week, brothers and sisters, actually this week, every Tuesday and Friday afternoon here on The Father's Quilt. I'm your host, Christina Doyle. And thank you to all the wonderful angels out there, the wonderful souls who are helping us, who are putting a smile on our face, who keep us protected, the frontline workers, our nurses, doctors, researchers, people working in the lab, our personal aid workers, all those people working in retirement homes and everywhere, and who give their time by delivering things for groceries, and our people who bring us our groceries to the shelves, the truck drivers, everyone, garbage men, post office, everyone, thank you. God bless you. May God continually protect you and give you peace in your hearts, knowing you are helping us all. Thank you. God bless you. See you next time. Bye for now.
I've got no regrets. I wouldn't change a single. Just a single day.